Hello, Flying Clubs, and welcome to another cracking edition of Flying Clubs Radio. I'm your host, Drew Myers, and I'm joined today by my good mate, Steve.
Drew, I have to say, I think we've been spending a little bit too much time together. Anyway, what's this one all about then?
This has been a long slog in the studio, hasn't it? Today, we're discussing what comes after you've earned your pilot certificate. That's right. This one goes out to all you new pilots out there.
You know, by seeing your training through to the end and passing your check ride, you've proven that you have what it takes to join the elite ranks of pilots. Congratulations. As a flight instructor, I can attest that it takes a special kind of person to complete such a monumental task. And you should be very proud of yourselves. And we're very proud of you.
So, what are you going to do to celebrate there, new pilot? You're going to go fly and visit your friend a few states away for a long weekend?
I think the local flight school rentals are booked solid every weekend for the next 6 months, or is it years, Drew?
Oh, well, why not fly to that famous airport restaurant you keep hearing all the local pilots rave about?
Yeah, that's a good idea, but it's about an hour flight each way. It looks like you might be able to squeeze in a couple of hour block of rental time the second Sunday of next month. Does that place do carry out?
Oh, gee whiz. All right, well, I guess I'll just go buzz around the practice area for a bit just to keep sharp in those private pilot maneuvers I demonstrated so expertly to my flight examiner. I will be gone for more than an hour.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it looks like your local flight school has ceased rental operations for non-training flights altogether. Looks like you're out of luck until you start your instrument training, bud.
Okay, this may have been a slight exaggeration, but the scheduling limitations imposed by many flight schools can make spreading your wings, so to speak, as a new private pilot pretty difficult. I speak from experience here. I got my license 6 years ago and was super eager to get out there and fly. One of my first goals was to fly my wife and me to her hometown of Columbus, Ohio, about a 3 hour flight each way. I planned and planned. I pored over the route. I made a nav log even. Who does that? And I made sure to take care of every detail. I looked at my flight school schedule and I had to wait about 4 months for an opening to make the trip. I booked it anyway. The weekend of the trip finally came, and guess what happened, Steve?
I'm on the edge of my seat, Drew.
The weather was terrible, and I ended up making the whole 7 hour drive to Columbus, gritting my teeth the whole time. I knew then that flying like that wasn't sustainable. I would probably get bored with doing the same local flights, and I'm pretty sure my flight school was tired of me coming back late from that lunch trip, because you know you can never make those on time, right?
I think you just eat really slowly, Drew, but you're right. I saw this all the time at my flight school. Students would earn their ticket, fly around a few times on the weekends with more and more time in between flights, and eventually they'd stop showing up altogether. Honestly, I can't say I blame them. It's no fun when you're flying less frequently, and I can feel, and you can feel, your proficiency slipping away. So, Drew, you're still an active pilot 6 years later. What do you do to get out of that funk?
I'll tell you what I did, Steve, and this may be a surprise to some of you. I joined a flying club. That's right. I ended up on the wait list to join the revered Free State Flying Club based out of historic College Park Airport in College Park, Maryland. It took a while to join, though. The club had a wait list that ended up being about 2 years long. But eventually, I became a paid up and checked out member in the club's nicely equipped Cessna 172.
That's awesome. So, how did it feel to fly with a flying club for the first time?
I'll tell you, Steve. It felt like I was robbing someone, honestly. The plane had way more availability than I was used to. It was super easy to just go flying on the whim. And because our club bills on tack time instead of hobs, I ended up spending way less money on each flight, which made my money go a good bit further.
Wait, you ended up saving money on your flying?
Hell no. I probably ended up spending way more on flying, much to my wife's chagrin. Like I said, my money went farther, so I was able to get more out of each flight. I traveled to new airports I'd never been to, and even did a few fun weekend trips I've been meaning to do for a long time. It's safe to say that joining the flying club changed my outlook on aviation completely.
So what do you mean then? A flying club gives you affordable access to nice airplanes, a social base, and you can use the planes to go places?
Crazy notion, right? Being in a flying club opened my eyes to a whole different side of aviation that I hadn't seen before. When I was flying at my flight school, I was just a customer. I booked the plane. They provided the plane. I then flew the plane and pay them for the time that I flew it. My aviation experience ended when I slid the keys across the counter and signed on the dotted line in my receipt. But with a club, I was a part of something. I owned a share of the club. I had a say in the club's direction at club meetings. And I could participate in maintenance activities. I could talk to other members about their favorite tips and tricks for getting the most out of our club airplane. Everything felt much more personal, and I loved every minute of it.
I really appreciate how excited you are about this, Drew. I really do. But doesn't your club just operate some old Skyhawk, like a lot of the ones you were renting from the local flight school?
Well, technically, yes, Steve. My club does, in fact, operate an old Skyhawk, if you want to put it in those terms. But I promise you, ours is nothing like the one you find at any flight school. You see, my club is kind of set up to favor long trips. We encourage members to go places, and over the years, the airplane has been upgraded to make that mission of going places and traveling a lot easier. I'd argue that our club plane is probably one of the more capable cross-country 172 Skyhawks out there, and it would never make sense for a flight school to rent one on the flight line like our club has. Our members have flown our 172 all over the continent, to Canada, and even to South America. Try doing that in a local rental from your flight school.
Yeah, good point. But, you know, not to be outdone here, I have to talk to you about my club's darling Aerobat 152. It's a kitted out IFR-certified, fully aerobatic trainer. You can go out and fly in the soup all day and then get all twisty once the fog clears. My club, the Westminster Aerobats, located in Frederick, Maryland, really enjoys the capability of our Aerobat. I'd argue that you won't find a nicer one anywhere.
You know, Steve, normally I'd be the contrarian and make some smart aleck comment here, but I've flown your airplane and it is really nice. We've even taken that thing to some flying club events together.
We could spend a whole episode talking about our flying clubs, couldn't we, Drew? Well, actually, that's not a bad idea. Write it down.
Duly noted.
So, moving on. Clearly, flying clubs have a lot going for them, and if you have a new private pilot's license burning a hole in your pocket, I'd strongly recommend looking for a club in your area. I wonder how you go about that.
Oh, come on, get with it, Steve. Folks can use our Flying Club Finder. It's a really good map-based tool that allows you to search for flying clubs in your area. You can search by airport, state, zip code, and of course by the club name if you happen to know it but can't find that club's contact information. We, along with our wonderful coordinator, Rebecca, work really hard to keep that information up to date, so you'll be able to get in touch with someone at a club you're interested in. By the way, if you are in a club yourself and it's not listed on our Finder, be sure to fill out the form on a Finder page to submit your listing. Once you have found the club, make sure you do your homework to ensure it's a good fit for you. Steve and I did a radio show about this recently. Be sure to give it a listen. I can't remember, Steve. What episode was that again?
What is this? Ask Jeeves? Episode 12, Pre-Flighting a Flying Club.
Thanks.
This episode does a good job of showing what to look for and what to avoid with a flying club. Oh, bugger that episode. We're going to have to redo this one. Now we are. Remember, not all clubs are created equal. So don't just jump at the first club with membership slots available. But chances are, if they're an AOPA Foundation Network flying club, they're probably a pretty good operation. If you don't happen to find any clubs in your area or just not satisfied with the local offerings, then start your own club. It takes some work, but the rewards are well worth the effort. You won't be alone in your endeavor to start a new club either. Drew and I have helped start 25 flying clubs so far this year and counting, and our initiative has helped form 189 clubs in total. Like the saying goes, we know a thing or two, well, because we've seen a thing or two. Give us a call and we can help you get your own club stabilized with a little bit of right rudder.
Seriously though, we love hearing from you and we love talking about flying clubs. Give us a call. Our contact information can be found easily on the Flying Clubs Initiative website. Congratulations again on earning your pilot certificate. You clearly show that you have the right stuff to be a pilot, and you should be very proud of yourself. Flying clubs are an excellent way to take your flying experience to the next level.
So get out there and get flying. That's all for this episode, and that's all for this mini-series on Flying Clubs. Own your aviation journey. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.